Part 6. God's gift of His Son. For God so loved the world, that He have His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thus dear did God hold the world. How dear, that He gave His only begotten Son for everyone in the world, who will trust in Him. And how did He give? He gave Him, in His birth as man, in order to be forever one with us. He gave Him, in His death on the cross as surety, in order to take our sin and curse upon Himself. He gave Him on the throne of heaven, in order to arrange for our welfare, as our representative and intercessor over all the powers of heaven. He gave Him in the outpouring of the Spirit, in order to dwell in us, to be entirely and altogether our own. Yes, that is the love of God, that He gave His Son to us, for us, in us. Nothing less than His Son Himself. This is the love of God, not that He gives us something, but that He gives us someone, a living person, not one or another blessing, but Him in whom is all life and blessing, Jesus Himself. Not simply forgiveness, or revival, or sanctification, or glory does He give us, but Jesus, His own Son. The Lord Jesus is the beloved, the equal, the bosom friend, the eternal blessedness of the Father. And it is the will of the Father, that we should have Jesus as ours, even as He has Him. For this end He gave Him to us. The whole of salvation consists in this, to have, to possess, to enjoy Jesus. God has given His Son, given Him wholly to become ours. What have we, then, to do? To take Him, to receive and to appropriate to ourselves the gift, to enjoy Jesus as our own. This is eternal life. He that hath the Son hath life. How I do wish, then, that all young Christians may understand this. The one great work of God's love for us is, He gives us His Son. In Him we have all. Hence the one great work of our heart must be to receive this to Jesus, who has been given to us, to consider Him and use Him as ours. I must begin every day anew with the thought, I have Jesus to do all for me. In all weakness or darkness or danger, in the case of every desire or need, let your first thought always be, I have Jesus to make everything right for me, for God has given Him to me. Whether your need be forgiveness or consolation or confirmation, whether you have fallen, or are tempted to fall, into danger, whether you know not what the will of God is in one or another matter, or know that you have not the courage and the strength to do this will, let this always be your first thought, the Father has given me Jesus to care for me. For this purpose, reckon upon this gift of God every day as yours. It has been presented to you in the Word. Appropriate the Son in faith on the Word. Take Him anew every day. Through faith you have the Son. The love of God has given the Son. Take Him, and hold Him fast in the love of your heart. It is to bring life, eternal life, to you that God has given Jesus. Take Him up into your life, let heart and tongue and whole walk be under the might and guidance of Jesus. Young Christian, so weak and so sinful, listen, pray, to that word. God has given you Jesus. He is yours. Taking is nothing else but the fruit of faith. The gift is for me. He will do all for you. O my Lord Jesus, today anew, and every day, I take Thee. In all Thy fullness, in all Thy relations, without ceasing, I take Thee for myself. Thee, who art my wisdom, my light, my leader, I take as my prophet. Thee, who dost perfectly reconcile me, and bring me near to God, who dost purify and sanctify me and pray for me, I take as my priest. Thee, who dost guide and keep and bless me, I take as my King. Thou, Lord, art all, and Thou art wholly mine. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. Amen. 1. Ponder much the word give. God gives in a wonderful way, from the heart, completely for nothing, to the unworthy. And He gives effectually. What He gives He will really make entirely our possession, and inwardly appropriate for us. Believe this, and you shall have the certitude that Jesus will, to the full, come into your possession, with all that He brings. 2. Ponder much also that other word take. To take Jesus, and to hold Him fast and use Him when received, is our great work. And that taking is nothing but trusting. He is mine with all that He has. Take Jesus, the full Jesus, every day as yours. This is the secret of the life of faith. 3. Then weigh well also the word have. He that hath the Son hath light. What I have is mine, for my use and service. I can dispose of it, and can have the full enjoyment of it. He that hath the Son hath life. 4. Mark especially that what God gives, and what you take, and what you now have, is nothing less than the living Son of God. Do you receive this? Part 7. Jesus' surrender of Himself. Christ also loved the church, and gave Himself up for it, that He might sanctify it, that He might present the church to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5:24-27. So great and wonderful was the work that Jesus had to do for the sinner, that nothing less was necessary than that He should give Himself to do that work. So great and wonderful was the love of Jesus towards us, that He actually gave Himself for us and to us. So great and wonderful is the surrender of Jesus, that all that same thing, for which He gave Himself, can actually and completely come to pass in us. For Jesus, the Holy, the Almighty, has taken it upon Himself to do it, He gave Himself for us. And now the one thing that is necessary is that we should rightly understand, and firmly believe this His surrender for us. To what end, then, was it that He gave Himself for the church? Hear what God says. In order, that He might sanctify it, in order, that it might be without blemish. This is the aim of Jesus. This His aim He will reach in the soul according, as the soul falls in with it, so as, to make this also its highest portion, and then relies upon Jesus' surrender of Himself to do it. Hear still a word of God, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto Himself a people for His own possession, zealous of good works. Yes, it is to prepare for Himself a pure people, a people of His own, a zealous people, that Jesus gives Himself. When I receive Him, when I believe that He gave Himself to do this for me, I shall certainly experience it. I shall be purified through Him, shall be held fast as His possession, and be filled with zeal and joy to work for Him. And mark, further, how the operation of this surrender of Himself will especially be that He shall then have us entirely for Himself, that He might present us to Himself, that He might purify us to Himself, a people of His own. The more I understand and contemplate Jesus' surrender of Himself for me, the more do I give myself again to Him. The surrender is a mutual one, the love comes from both sides. His giving of Himself makes such an impression on my heart, that my heart with the self-same love and joy becomes entirely His. Through giving Himself to me, He of Himself takes possession of me, He becomes mine and I His. I know that I have Jesus wholly for me, and that He has me wholly for Him. And how come I then to the full enjoyment of this blessed life? I live in faith, the faith which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Through faith I reflect upon and contemplate his surrender to me as sure and glorious. Through faith I appropriate it. Through faith I trust in Jesus to confirm this surrender, to communicate himself to me and reveal himself within me. Through faith I await with certainty the full experience of salvation, which arises from having Jesus as mine, to do all for me. Through faith, I live in this to Jesus, who loved me and gave himself for me. And I say, no longer do I live, but Christ liveth in me. Christian, pray believe it with your whole heart. Jesus gives himself for you, he is wholly yours, he will do all for you. O my Lord Jesus, what wonderful grace is this, that thou gavest thyself for me. In thee is eternal life. Thou thyself art the life, and thou givest thyself, to be in my life all that I need. Thou purifiest me and sanctifiest me, and makest me zealous in good works. Thou takest me wholly for thyself, and givest thyself wholly for me. Yes, my Lord, in all thou art my life. O make me rightly understand this. Amen. 1. It was in his great love that the Father gave the Son. It was out of love that Jesus gave himself. The taking, the having of Jesus, is the entrance to a life in the love of God. This is the highest life. Through faith we must press into love and dwell there. 2. Do you think that you have now learned all the lesson, to begin every day with the childlike trust, I take Jesus this day to be my life, and to do all for me? 3. Understand that to take and to have Jesus presupposes a personal dealing with himself. To have pleasure in him, to hold converse gladly with him, to rejoice in him as my friend and in his love, to this leads the faith that truly takes him. Part 8. Children of God. As many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. What is given must be received, otherwise it does not profit. If the first great deed of God's love is the gift of his Son, the first work of man must be to receive this Son. And if all the blessings of God's love come to us only in the ever-new, ever-living Son of the Father, all these blessings enter into us from day to day through the always new, always continuing reception of the Son. What is necessary for this reception, you, beloved young Christians, know, for you have already received the Lord Jesus. But all that this reception involves must become clearer and stronger, the unceasing living action of your faith. Herein especially consists the increase of faith. Your first receiving of Jesus rested on the certitude, which the Word gave you, that he was for you. Through the Word must your soul be still further filled with the assurance, that all that is in him is literally and really for you, given by the Father in him to be your life. The impulse to your first receiving was found in your want and necessity. Through the Spirit you become still poorer in spirit, and you see everything every moment. This leads to a ceaseless, ever-active taking of him as your all. Your first receiving consisted in nothing but the appropriation by faith of what you could not yet see or feel. That same faith must be continually exercised in saying, all that I see in Jesus is for me, I take it as mine, although I do not yet experience it. The love of God is a communicating, a ceaseless outstreaming of his light of life over the soul, a very powerful and veritable giving of Jesus. Our life is nothing but a continuous blessed apprehension and reception of him. And this is the way to live as children of God. As many as receive him, to them gives he the power to become children of God. This holds true, not only of conversion and regeneration, but of every day of my life. If to walk in all things as a child of God, and to exhibit the image of my Father, is indispensable. I must take Jesus the only begotten Son, it is He that makes me a child of God. To have Jesus Himself, to have the heart and life full of Him, is the way to live as a child of God. I go to the Word, and learn there all the characteristics of a child of God, and after each one of them I write, "This Jesus shall work in me, I have Him to make me, to be a child of God." Beloved young Christian, learn, I beseech you, to understand the simplicity and the glory of being a true Christian. It is to receive Jesus, to receive Him in all His fullness, to receive Him in all the glorious relations, in which the Father gives Him to you. Take Him as your prophet, as your wisdom, your light, your guide. Take Him as your priest, who renews you, purifies you, sanctifies you, brings you near to God, takes you and forms you wholly for His service. Take Him as your King who governs you, protects you and blesses you. Take Him as your head, your exemplar, your brother, your life, your all. The giving of God is a divine, an ever-progressive and effectual communication to your soul. Let your taking be the childlike, cheerful, continuous opening of mouth and heart for what God gives, the full Jesus and all His grace. To every prayer the answer of God is, Jesus, all is in Him, all in Him is for you. Let your response always be, Jesus, in Him I have all. You are, you live in all things as, children of God, through faith in Jesus Christ. O my Father, open the eyes of my heart to understand what it is to be a child of God, to live always as a child through always believing in Jesus, Thine only Son. O let every breath of my soul be, faith in Jesus, a confidence in Him, a resting in Him, a surrender to Him, to work all in me. If by the grace of God you now know that you have received Jesus and are God's child, you must now take pains to make His salvation known. There is many a one who longs to know, and cannot find out how he can become a child of God. Endeavor to make two things plain to him. First, that the new birth is something so high and holy, that he can do nothing in it. He must receive eternal life from God through the Spirit. He must be born from above. This Jesus teaches, then make plain to him, how low God has descended to us with this new life, and how near He brings it to us. In Jesus there is life for everyone who believes in Him. This Jesus teaches. And this Jesus and the life are in the Word. Tell the sinner that, when he takes the Word, he then has Jesus, and life in the Word. O do, pray, take pains to tell forth the glad tidings, that we become children of God only through faith in Jesus. Part 9. Our Surrender to Jesus. They gave their own selves to the Lord, Corinthians 8, 5. In the surrender of Jesus for me, I have the chief element of what He has done and always does for me. In my surrender to Him I have the chief element of what He would have me to do. For young Christians, who have given themselves to Jesus, it is a matter of great moment always to hold fast, to confirm and renew the surrender. This is the special life of faith, to say anew every day, I have given myself to Him, to follow Him and to serve Him, He has taken me, I am His, and entirely at His service. Young Christian, hold firm your surrender, and make it always firmer. When there recurs a stumbling or a sin after you have surrendered yourself, think not the surrender was not sincere. No, the surrender to Jesus does not make us perfect at once. You have sinned, because you were not thoroughly or firmly enough in His arms. Adhere to this, although it be with shame, Lord, Thou knowest it, I have given myself to Thee. I am Thine. Confirm this surrender anew. Say to Him that you now begin to see better how complete the surrender to Him must be, and renew every day the voluntary, entire, an undivided offering up of yourselves to Him. The longer we continue Christians, the deeper will be our insight into that word, surrender to Jesus. We shall always see more clearly that we do not yet fully understand or contemplate it. The surrender must become, especially, more undivided and trustful. The language which Ahab once used must be ours, according to thy saying, My Lord, O King, I am thine, and all that I have. This is the language of undivided dedication, I am thine, and all that I have. Keep nothing back. Keep back no single sin that you do not confess and leave off. Without conversion there can be no surrender. Keep back no single power. Let your head with all its thinking, your mouth with all its speaking, your heart with all its feeling, your hand with all its working, let your time, your name, your influence, your property, let all be laid upon the altar. Jesus has a right to all, He demands the whole. Give yourself, with all that you have, to be guided and used and kept, sanctified and blessed. According to thy word, my Lord, O King, I am thine, and all that I have. That is the language of trustful dedication. It is on the word of the Lord, which calls upon you to surrender yourself, that you have done this. That word is your warrant, that He will take and guide and keep you. As surely as you give yourself, does He take you, and what He takes He can keep. Only, we must not take it again out of His hand. Let it remain fixed with you, that your surrender is in the highest degree pleasing to Him, be certain of it, your offering is a sweet-smelling savor. Not on what you are, or what you experience or discover in yourselves, do you say this, but on His word. According to His word, you are able to take a stand on this, what you give, that He takes, and what He takes, that He keeps. Therefore, in every day anew, let this be the childlike joyful activity of your life of faith, you surrender yourselves without ceasing to Jesus, and you are safe in the certitude that He in His love takes and holds you fast, and that His answer to your giving is the renewed and always deeper surrender of Himself to you. According to thy word, my Lord and King, I am thine, and all that I have. Every day, this day, will I confirm it, that I am not mine own, but am my Lord's. Fervently do I beseech thee to take full possession of thy property, so that no one may doubt whose I am. Amen. 1. Ponder now once again the words giving and taking and having. What I give to Jesus, He take with a divine taking. And what He takes, He has and thereafter cares for. Now it is absolutely no longer mine. I must not take thought for it, I may not dispose of it. Oh pray, let your faith find expression in adoration, Jesus takes me, Jesus has me. 2. Should there overtake you a time of doubting or darkness, whereby your assurance, that the Lord has received you has come to be lost, suffer not yourself thereby to be dispirited. Come simply as a sinner, confess your sins, believe in His promises, that He will by no means cast out those that come to Him, and begin simply on the ground of the promises to say, I know that He has received me. 3. Forget not what the chief element in surrender is, it is a surrender to Jesus and to His love. Fix your eye, not upon your activity in surrender, but upon Jesus, who calls you, who takes you, who can do all for you. This it is that makes faith strong. 4. Faith is always a surrender. Faith is the eye for seeing the invisible. When I look at something, I surrender myself to the impression which it make upon me. Faith is the ear that hearkens to the voice of God. When I believe a message, I surrender myself to the influence, cheering or saddening, which the tidings exercises upon me. When I believe in Jesus, I surrender myself to Him, in reflection, in desire, in expectation, in order that he may be in me and do that for which he has been given to me by God. Part 10. Savior from Sin. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. It is sin that is the cause of our misery. It is sin that provoked God and brought his curse upon man. He hates sin with a perfect hatred, and will do everything to root it out. It is to take away sin that God gave his Son, that Jesus gave himself. It belongs to God to set us free, not only from punishment and curse, from disquietude and terror, but from sin itself. You know that he was manifested that he might take away our sins. Let us receive the thought deep into our hearts. It is for God to take away our sins from us. The better we apprehend this, the more blessed shall our life be. All do not receive this. They seek chiefly to be freed from the consequences of sin, from fear and darkness, and the punishment that sin brings. Just on this account they do not come to the true rest of salvation. They do not understand that to save is to free from sin. Let us hold it fast. Jesus saves through taking away sin. Then we shall learn two things. The first is to come to Jesus with every sin. The sin that still attacks and overmasters you, after that you have given yourself over to the Lord, must not make you lose heart. There must also be no endeavor merely in your own strength to take away and overcome sin. Bring every sin to Jesus. He has been ordained by God to take away sin. He has already brought it to naught upon the cross, and broken its power. It is his work, it is his desire to set you free from it. Oh, learn then always to come to Jesus with every sin. Sin is your deadly foe. If you confess it to Jesus, and surrender it to him, you shall certainly overcome it. Learn to believe this firmly. This is the second point. Understand that Jesus himself, is the Savior from sin. It is not you that must overcome sin with the help of Jesus, but Jesus himself, Jesus and you. If you would thus become free from sin, if you would enjoy full salvation, let it be the one endeavor of your life, to stand always in full fellowship with Jesus. Wait not till you enter into temptation or you have recourse to Jesus. But let your life beforehand be always through Jesus. Let his nearness be your one desire. Jesus saves from sin. To have Jesus' salvation from sin, oh, that we could indeed rightly understand this. Jesus will not merely save from sin as a work that he will from time to time do in us, but he will give it as a blessing through himself to us and in us. When Jesus fills me, when Jesus is all for me, sin has no hold on me. He that abideth in him sinneth not. Yes, sin is driven out, and kept out only through the presence of Jesus. It is Jesus himself, that, through his giving himself to me and his living in me, is salvation from sin. Precious Lord, let thy light stream over me, and let it become still clearer to my soul, that thou thyself, art my salvation. To have thee, with me, in me, this keeps sin out. Teach me to bring every sin to thee, let every sin drive me into a closer alliance with thee. Then shall thy Jesus name become truly my salvation from sin. Amen. 1. See of what moment it is that the Christian should always grow in the knowledge of sin. The sin that I do not know, I cannot bring to Jesus. The sin that I do not bring to him is not taken out of me. 2. To know sin better there are required the constant prayer, examine me, make known to me my transgression and my sin, a tender conscience that is willing to be convinced of sin through the Spirit, as he also uses the conscience for this end, the very humble surrender to the Word, to think concerning sin only as God thinks. 3. The deeper knowledge of sin will be found in these results, that we shall see to be sin things, which previously we did not regard in this light, that we shall perceive more the exceedingly sinful, the detestable character of sin, that with the overcoming of external sins we become all the more encouraged over the deep sinfulness of our nature, of the enmity of our flesh against God. Then we give up all hope of being or of doing anything good, and we are turned wholly to live in faith through the Spirit. 4. Oh, let us thank God very heartily that Jesus is a Savior from sin. The power that sin has had over us, Jesus now has. The place that sin has taken in the heart, Jesus will now take. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death.